Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live. It's Anna Daly in for Andrea all this week. And now it's time for our Making Baby slot. And I'm delighted to be joined by the master of the National Maternity Hospital, Professor Shane Higgins. Good afternoon to you, Shane.
Good afternoon, Anna.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot of questions in, but before we get to the questions, there's different levels of care. There always has been, I suppose, but even more so today.
Yeah.
So for anyone planning a family or expecting a baby, will we go to the various models? Maybe the first and most obvious is the public system.
Sure. And talking, yeah, so everyone is entitled to public antenatal and pregnancy care. So if that's the model you wish to choose, absolutely, and you can choose whichever hospital you want to go to. About 60% of the patients attending the National Maternity Hospital will choose public. And within that public system, in 2016, the government published the Irish Maternity Strategy, where they try to not pigeonhole, but describe patients according to their needs, supported, assisted and specialist care. So if you're very low risk, you can opt for midwifery-led care only. If it's assisted, then you'd have a combination of midwives and doctors looking after you. And if it's specialised, then it's often led by the consultant because it's a specialist clinic like diabetes or preterm birth or maternal medicine. But you can choose that. And then if you are deemed low risk and live within a certain geographical location, you can opt for the community midwifery programmes, which would include Domino, Home Birth, which the National Maternity both offers. And last year, we celebrated 25 years of our community midwifery program, where our community midwife team, our midwifery team, provide this holistic package of care from patients booking straight through to the birth and after birth into the postnatal period.
Mm-hmm. And I know you do brilliant work, Shane. I've no doubt you do. And all of the consultants do. But when you say midwives, my heart softens.
Absolutely.
Because they are just incredible.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the tenderness and the squeezing of the hand and the wiping of the breath. They're just beautiful people.
Yeah. Well, I would echo that entirely. I absolutely concur. They are a wonderful group of almost entirely women in our hospital who provide this fantastic care to patients, particularly
at the most vulnerable time in your life, really.
And particularly if it's your first, where there's a huge amount of unknowns and uncertainties. They advise, they guide, they counsel, they support, they do all of that and do it very well.
Yeah. So you're going public, you start with the GP and that kicks off that process. Would that be right?
Yeah, you choose which, the GP will advise as well, but you can choose your hospital. I think it's important for patients to know that you're not bound by geographical areas. You can decide that you want to go to the Rotunda, the Coombe, the National Maternity, if you're Dublin, or if you're outside, you pick a hospital that you'd like to attend. You get referred by your GP. If you decide to go semi-private or private, you can self-refer through, and in our case, you can do it through the website. You can refer yourself to the hospital through the website.
Okay, you can do it directly.
And about 40% of patients at the National Maternity Hospital choose either semi-private or private.
Okay, I'm going to get to that in a moment. You mentioned low risk a couple of times.
Yes.
Just paint a quick picture of low risk category. Who are they?
Yeah, so they're patients who would be of a certain age profile, younger, typically. They would have no medical conditions that might complicate a pregnancy. If they have been pregnant before, they've been successful, uneventful pregnancies. They don't have any other risk factors. They're not substance abusers, et cetera. Things like that that would describe you or allow you to be categorized as low risk, and then you can choose that low risk model of care. And if you're in any doubt, you speak to your GP, or when it comes to your booking visit, speak to the midwife and the doctor that you see there.
Okay, and that care, that public care, is free of charge?
Completely free of charge.
Okay.
And excellent.
Yes, and no hidden costs along the way
whatsoever.
as people might expect.
No, all the ultrasound scans are free, all the blood tests are free, the entire package is free.
So moving on to semi-private care.
Yeah.
So why would we opt for semi-private care over public, first of all?
Okay, so there's a couple of reasons. And to be specific, only three hospitals in the country offer semi-private. That's the three Dublin maternities. In the other hospitals, it's public or private. So semi-private allows you to choose a model of care which will allow you to use your health insurance to access a semi-private bed. So it's more the facilities. You will be assigned a consultant. And for the most part, you will see that consultant during your antenatal care. But that's not a guarantee. And if they're away or on leave, You may see another doctor, and then at the time of the delivery, you will be looked after by the team that are on call for the hospital that day. And that's largely where it differs from the private model of care.
Okay.
In private care, you enter into an arrangement with the consultant that you book under. You'll see them for all your visits, barring a very occasional exception. And the expectation is, although it can't be guaranteed either, is that that consultant will be present at the time of your baby's birth. And, you know, nobody can be on call 24/7, 365. So there is a cross-cover system there where if one consultant is away, the care will be transferred over to another consultant for that period of time that they're away.
Particularly if there's no issue or urgency around the birth, I guess.
We all anticipate a normal delivery. That's what we encourage patients to want, is that they will have a normal, uneventful birth. And that requires, you know, giving time and being patient and allowing yourself to go into labour so that you do labour spontaneously and effectively.
Mm-hmm. Do you stay longer on a private package?
Your insurer, whether you're semi-private or private, your insurer will cover you for 3 nights if you have a vaginal birth and 5 nights if you have a cesarean section. So a lot of patients will take up that option. With hospitals becoming busier, and our numbers are up about 8.5% this year, there is pressure on beds, but you know, patients... Our expectation and belief is patients will remain for as long as they need to. That's an absolute certainty. And if you require an extra night, you'll get an extra night, whether you're public, semi-private or private.
Okay. And if someone's tuned in today, Shane, and they're deciding between, let's say, semi-private and private,
Yeah. Is
there a huge price difference? I don't expect you to give exact fees.
There is a significant price difference. So, yes, the semi-private is significantly cheaper if you want to put a price in it. Yeah.
Okay. Are you guaranteed a private room with private?
No, you're not guaranteed a private room with either or a semi-private bed with either semi-private or private. It really just depends on the level of activity at that precise moment in time.
Okay.
Most patients will find themselves in a semi-private or private bed during the course of their postnatal. And this only applies to postnatal. Antenatal care, you're in with all the patients are in together. Semi-private, private. When it comes to the bed and the semi-private or private bed, we're talking postnatally. And just one other thing, there is a process in place whereby all of private care is going to be removed from public hospitals. And this is the slowing to care policy of the government. And One of the downsides of this policy is it will, in the foreseeable future, not afford women the opportunity to choose their obstetrician if they wish to do so. So there will be no private maternity care in the country in a number of years' time. And it's difficult to quantify exactly how long that's going to be. But at some point in the future, you will only be able to go publicly to have a baby in the country. Whether you agree with that or not, that's what the government policy
is. So it's that leveller for everyone.
Yes, it is. But, you know, if you want to have your hip done or your knee replaced or anything else, you can go to any one of a number of private hospitals and have it done. And that's where that choice comes in for people. But when it comes to maternity care, because there isn't a maternity hospital, Mount Carmel being the last private maternity hospital, you won't be able to choose that model of care in the future.
Okay, interesting. Talk to me about the domino scheme and the likes of, because there's different variations of that as well. How do they work, Shane?
So they work across, so our domino midwives or our community midwives will work across a very specific geographical area where if you're in that area, if you wish to choose this model of care, if you're deemed low risk, then you can choose the domino scheme where the midwives will come and do your antenatal visits in your home. Your labour will start in your home, you'll come into the hospital, have your baby, and then in a very short period of time, all being well, you will go home with your baby. That's the domino scheme. That same group of midwives will also offer a very limited home birth service where, again, very low risk, you want that home birth, you've engaged with the midwifery staff, so you know exactly what it involves and where, if necessary, you might need to be transferred to the hospital. And if that is what you want and deemed suitable, then you can have a home birth with
our
midwives.
How many people approximately are taking or opting for home birth, Shane?
Well, opting and succeeding are different numbers. And my understanding is somewhere between 55 and 70 patients will have a home birth with our community midwives over the course of a year.
Annually, okay.
Yeah.
What about water births? Because this is a newer trend, isn't
it? So our domino midwives our community midwives will offer, again, suitably selected patients the home birth option at home where they have to install a pool. But approximately 12 months ago now, we offered a birthing pool to our patients at the National Maternity Hospital. Again, very small numbers choose to birth in the pool, but a lot of patients will choose to labour in the pool and use the water as a form of hydrotherapy. So we offer that as well at the hospital, and it's popular amongst a small number of patients, but it's not for everyone. Some patients will want their epidural, and you know, about 75% of women labouring for the first time will get an epidural. So you can't have an epidural and a pool experience. So you have to do one or the other.
It's a very personal choice, really, isn't
it? Absolutely, yeah.
And as you say, that may change depending on the course of events that follows.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, when we're in the design of the new National Maternity Hospital, we will have 6 rooms in our birthing suite that will have access to a pool. So it is so much of this is about choice, offering patients choice, letting them choose what they believe is the best choice for them. And that's whether that's a home birth or a domino birth or inpatient or semi-private or private. It's up to them.
Can I ask you, why would someone choose a water birth at home?
I think what they want is to have as natural a birth as possible. And there's no doubting the therapeutic properties of water immersion, pain relief, calm, soothing. And patients will choose that for largely those specific purposes. They want to be at home in their own environment. They really want a water birth, which is very popular in some places. It's growing in popularity in Ireland, but in some countries it's very popular. So home birth in some countries wouldn't be unusual at all, where it still remains unusual in this
quite
country.
Quite unusual in Ireland, yeah. Brilliant. There's lots to think about for anyone expecting or planning a family. Yep. But isn't it lovely to know your numbers are up in the National Maternity Hospital
are,
as well?
Yeah.
Do we know why? The wonderful work you're doing, no doubt.
Well, I think a lot of patients choose their maternity hospital on the back of good advice or a referral from a friend or a colleague who's had a baby there. So I think, you know, we offer the full gamut of options for patients. And our community midwifery program is a very popular model. And as I said, we celebrated 25 years. So there's a lot of experience there amongst all our midwifery staff. And they offer a really fabulous care package when patients come to the hospital. And that word of mouth gets out there.
The word of mouth is so powerful,
yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It? And people are so trusting of friends and family and loved ones. Professor Shane Higgins, the Master of the National Maternity Hospital, thank you very much for answering all of my questions today.
You're welcome, Anna. Thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.